To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why you out here, this must be the money.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. Fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Fred Smoot. Fred, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, brother. How y'all doing, man? My key's still hurting a little bit from that whooping yesterday, but I'm okay.
Fred, how did you function in Minnesota, dog?
It's too cold up there.
It's cold,
Fred,
as hell up there, dog.
But listen, B. Mitch, one thing I learned quickly living up there with the Mississippi River coming down through there and the home of 10,000 lakes, you will learn how to take that cold. And what happened to me was my blood thickened. And I know with y'all making that quick trip, y'all blood didn't have time to thicken, but the people up there, it bounced right off them. I heard it was 2 degrees up there. How did y'all fare?
Listen, man.
It was terrible. I hate that place.
I was sitting in me and Tanner was sitting in a little restaurant at the hotel. And we're watching people walk by to go to the Timberwolves game. And everybody had on basically a shirt like you and I, JP. And then these kids walking by with their parents. And these little bastards had on just short-sleeve shirts. And look, I had on a regular shirt with a pullover on that with my jacket. The hoodie and his gloves.
Well, and
I was freezing like hell.
Saturday's when it got super cold,
bro,
too.
Come on, man.
That's not for me up there, Fred.
Lord have mercy. Like I said, I endured it for 2 years, but my body acclimated to it. But a quick trip like y'all made, I'm sure y'all felt the pain.
Speaking of feeling the pain, Fred, serious question for you. In your NFL career, and you played for a long time, were you ever blanked? Were you ever on a team that got shut out? It doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, I think my rookie year, you remember my rookie year, we started like 0-7, right? You remember like we had such a slow start my rookie year. And if I'm not
that's right, 0-5. That was Marty's first year.
Yeah, so I think if I'm not mistaken, I remember Priest Holmes and Tony Gonzalez and that Kansas City, Will Shields and that offensive line and that team, I think they blanked us. I think that was the first time I was blanked in the NFL. I think it was my rookie year where nothing went right. Like, nothing went right on defense. Nothing went right on offense. Special teams couldn't make a play. And then when you have that happening, man, it's just like an avalanche of things. And that team just got it rolling on us. We couldn't do nothing right. We couldn't make the right calls. We couldn't win the one-on-one matchups. If you play long enough in this league, you don't have a couple of those days.
So, Fred, you're right. It was your rookie year, but you were a 1 week late. The Chiefs beat you all 45-13, but you got blanked week 2, Monday Night Football, Lambeau Field, 37-0 to the Pack.
Oh, that's terrible. I think I had an interception that game.
So, one thing B and I specifically wanted to ask you about yesterday.
The coverage.
The coverages. Minnesota was so good on third down early in this thing when it was still a ball game. And you'd see a 3rd-and-7 and a DB 11 yards off. Like, what did you think of the coverage plan in the first half yesterday?
Well, I think we kind of pigeonholed ourselves because we basically for the last 3 weeks been 100% zone team. And when a team comes in and know you're going to be a 100% zone team, unless you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the early 2000s, no team has been able to just do that and do it at that volume. Well, I think they just picked the zones apart. The one thing we can say about Kevin McConnell, he's one of the best offensive coaches in this league. You give him a week to dissect your defense, knowing that your defense already has some slight weaknesses because of personnel, he will come up with a game plan that he can layer that can make it easy for his quarterback. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make easy throws for J.J. McCarthy. I know J.J. McCarthy looked surgical on us, but let's not act like he threw for 350 yards. He made the plays when they presented itself, and he made the clutch plays, the third downs, the red zone. That's where they was efficient. Where they was efficient at, they had these long, drawn-out drives that just drained us.
Yeah.
When these things happen, my offense get on the field. Now my offense trying to play catch-up, and now it's three and out. And I think that's where the game got away from us.
Yeah. Trent, you played in this league a long time, and you studied football. I do give you credit for that. You're just a horrible cook. But when you look at this defense, what – Let's try to move forward. Like, I normally try to get away from this junk because I get in the offseason, then I'll dissect. But what needs to change for this thing to get better?
Man, you know what? I'm one of these believers at this. Let's be good at something. Let's find that one thing that we're good at. And if that's blitzing, let it so be it. If it's coverage on the back end, so be it. If it's something small like tackling, so be it. At this time and point in the year, I should know one identifier of who we are. Like, what do we do good? What is it that one thing? Well, when it was me, Champ, and Dale Green, we was good at man-to-man covering. We didn't need a super pass rush. We could cover long enough to go out there and make plays. That was our super strength. If I ask you right now, B. Mitch and JP, what is the one super strength of this defense, what would you tell me?
Nothing. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, then. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. That's the problem. And you have to have some identifier. We talk about that Vikings defense. Blitzing. They're going to get off the bus blitzing, and they're going to live, and they're going to die by it. Big play, short play, they don't care. This is who we are. We're not going to change for anybody, and that's what you got to have. Even on offense right now, we are a running team. We won't lean into it, though.
Yeah.
We are a running team. If we can do anything right on offense, we can line up and say, a mano y mano, we're going to run the ball downhill. But we seem, because the game gets away from us, we have to get away from the running game, and we can't do what we do best.
But I think what you said, we're a running team, but we won't lean on it. I just think as soon as we think, we don't have to know, we think something is about to happen, we just get away from it. When that running game, if you establish it at a higher level, it can open up a lot of other stuff for you.
And it can be defensive, B. Mitch.
Yeah.
The only way a defense can give up 0 yards is to sit on the sideline. Where if you got a running game and you can put together what were we good at last year? 12, 13, 14 play drives.
Yep.
All right, the defense was playing right around 55, 65 plays. You put this defense out there for 70 plays, they will not look good. Mm-hmm. You put this defense out there for consecutive drives of 10 or play more drives, they will not look good. You have to weaponize this team, and the only way to weaponize this team is to tell those three running backs, we're finna take this thing to 1980 Georgia Tech. We're finna show these guys what we got on offensive line. Get ready to go forward. Let's just get nasty a mano y mano.
Time of possession yesterday was 35-25. The Vikings offense was on the field 10 more minutes than the Commanders offense.
Was it the shortest game y'all ever been a part of?
Bro, that first half was an hour and about 5-10 minutes.
It reminded me of the Callahan games in 2019.
When it got to halftime, I was like, damn.
I think it was the shortest NFL game this year. I think it was 2:40. Usually these games are like 3:15. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That game got to move. Think about it. The first quarter consists of one drive from each team.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
And the second quarter was mostly one drive from one team.
From one team. 12 minutes in the second.
Talking about. So that's how that game could get away from us so quick. And I thought the turning point in the game was when Debo couldn't catch the ball in the end zone. I thought that was the turning point of the game, because if you don't get no points right there, if you get points right there, I thought the game turns out to be a totally different game.
You don't get points there, and then they go on a 98-yard touchdown drive.
That's a play where we probably should have leaned into that running game a little bit more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talking with our friend Fred Smoot here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can follow Fred at fsmoot21, Sean T. Check out all his work with the Commanders on their YouTube and their social channels and the podcast. Fred, going forward with Jaden, if you were in charge, what are you doing?
He a football player, right? Well, he gonna play football. You can't be my fearless leader, and you ain't out here being fearless with us. Like, at the end of the day, he is built to play football. We all get hurt. We all have injuries. But if I'm going to follow you into a lion's den, I need to know that you're going to be the first dude off the bus. So, yeah, if it's me, I'm playing him. You can't get better at football not playing football. Like, you got to play football. Like, and the one thing I try to tell people about it, as good as Jaden is, as much as he did for us last year on that trip that he took us on, he is not a finished product.
Yeah.
Right? He still had to cross his T's and dot his I's. He's going to get better. And I know that's scary to the rest of the NFL. But, yes, he still has room to improve. And you cannot improve without playing football. And think about this, JP. These last games are all divisional games. These are people that you're going to see the rest of your career while you're in Washington. You need to get used to beating them. You need to get used to playing them. And you can't do that in 1 year. You need to get used to your environment in the NFC East. And these are three good teams, three good measuring sticks to finish up the year. Yes, I want him to play. He's a football player. Play football.
I think, like, when injuries and things in the past and injuries today, it gets a little bit – the people start labeling people, but a lot more of it is the coaching and the front offices holding guys back than it is the guys holding back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
and I think that right there is something you got to be a little leery of, because, as they said yesterday, he could have went back in the game. They wouldn't let him go back in the game, which I understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these injuries, I think – You spend more time out because of what the others think, and the fan base and the media label you based off of that, when you could have probably played quicker.
We in life right now that everybody's so quick to label everybody. They so quick to label everybody great off one game. They so quick to label everybody bad off of one game. You get hurt twice. Now you're injury prone. And that's why the one thing I never did, when I just played through injury, because I knew with me coming in the league at 175 pounds, if I get hurt twice, they're going to say I'm injury prone. Just like that. Like, mm-hmm. Just because of my size, not because I'm actually injury prone. So they're quick to label you, and the one thing about it, it's hard to shed those labels. That's the bad part about it. Once you label that something, and I don't care if that's a bus. If you label a bus, people would never let you live that down.
Agreed. I thought it was the right call to not put him back in yesterday, but it seems to me, barring some sort of setback today, that he'll be out there Sunday in the Meadowlands, and I think a lot of fans are going to have a big problem with that, but I don't think
there's a disconnect.
I think fans don't see things the way people in NFL buildings see things sometimes, and a lot of it, I think, especially you look at baseball and the NBA, everything is about protecting for the future and not worrying about right now. Von Miller said something really that stuck with me a couple weeks back. He said, in the NFL, we're prisoners of the present. All we can focus on is the next game. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's the correct mindset. I think that's the mindset.
16 of them.
17.
Yes. 17. You play 17 games, and you got baseball is 160 plus. Yep. And in basketball and hockey is 80-something plus. And I don't think people really understand the mindset that goes into that. Every week you're playing a big game. In hockey, you might have three games that week. Basketball, same thing. Baseball, hell, you have two games in one night.
Right.
So, in one day. Mm-hmm. So, it's just like, it's a different mindset. And I understand. But, like, what happens is, if you're a guy who gets injured, either you learn how to not to, or you learn how to just, you just don't give a damn and you just keep getting injured.
But, how you learn how to play with injuries.
Yeah, it's people like, that it's people that learn how to not get injured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You think you learn how to not throw an interception? You can learn how to stop taking those unnecessary hits.
And they got to realize that football is such a gladiatorial sport that we happen just to lead with wounds, right? We happen just to lead with wounds because it's like we go into games knowing I'm going to lead with pain. Like, it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. I will not leave this game the way I came in. And you have to face that every week, all right? So at the end of the day, if I'm a player and I'm playing with pain, why can't you?
Got Fred Smoot on the line here, star cornerback for the Commanders, for the Washington and the Vikings in his nine-year NFL career, 18 interceptions as a member of the Burgundy and Gold. Fred, I don't say this lightly because I've covered a lot of games and I've seen a lot of bad stuff. Yesterday might have been the most shocking game I had seen. I was, as that game unfolded and for them to get blanked, I was shocked. How did it land for you?
Well, not scoring points is not the end all be all. It's just a loss. You're losing. That makes me mad. Like, which one hurts the most? To lose by two or to lose by 30? I think it's to lose by two. All right, because that means we had this game and we had a chance to win this game. Like, I'm not appalled at it. Like, I always tell this, when you go into competition, it's about matchups. Just because we matched up well against the Broncos don't mean we matched up well against a Minnesota team. Just because we matched up well against, like, so it's all about matchups and it's all about momentum and it's all about home field advantage is a real thing. Y'all was in that environment.
Yeah, it was,
it was loud up there, dog.
Listen, when they get the doing that skull chant, when that horn get the blasting, you cannot hear your thoughts in that building.
You ain't lying about that, my friend.
It was blasting.
that place is loud, man.
Fred, Brian and I talked about this earlier. In the NFL, there's not a lot of coaches that can handle an 8-game losing streak and maintain their job. That's just the reality of pro football.
Yeah.
You got a team that's 3-10. To the people that are calling for Dan Quinn's job, and I don't think it's going to happen. I watched Josh Harris and Adam Peters shake his hand as he walked in the locker room yesterday. What do you say to the people calling for Dan Quinn's job?
What are you thinking? You know what? We're so used to misery and change. Let me tell you something. Our fan base has PTSD in the biggest form possible. Anytime they see anything that resembles the past, they revert back to the past. If our quarterback gets hurt, they revert back to RG3. If we lose 3 games in a row, they revert back to the time me and Santana was playing football. It's just, they go back to the worst case scenario at every point. Let me ask the fan base this. If you fire Dan Quinn, who are you hiring? Who are you hiring that's going to do a better job than him? Listen, we know, I always tell people, all of us got problems. Tell me the circumstance of the problem. This is the circumstance of our problem. Injury, injury, injury. All right? Also, our offense, for example, we got a lot of great individual talent. Well, that individual talent hasn't had time to gel and be in sync because they haven't practiced together for more than 1 week, 2 weeks at a time.
Yep.
So, no, they're not going to be in sync like an offense that didn't have all its parts and all its pieces. Pass rush. Right, we've had limited pass rush. We're missing our top 3-4 pass rushes. That's cause and effect. So I want to ask them, what's your better solution? And just because you fire somebody, they don't make your new hire better than the person you just fired. Give people a chance to troubleshoot. Give people a chance to figure things out. Give people a chance to lay a foundation. Well, our foundation is this. We went to the NFC Championship. The next year we had a losing season. Let's see what the rest of the future got in store for us. Change ain't always good.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think the biggest question, they obviously built up, DQ specifically builds up a ton of capital last year with the season they had. And every move they made worked. This year, seemingly the opposite is true.
Yeah.
I do not expect a change. I know others will try to.
That is what we wanted to get away from when this new ownership came in. And now people immediately want to go right back to it. The problem is this.
The same thing.
Like, I hope ownership and front office don't listen to those people.
Yeah, I don't think they'll feel that pressure.
That
I don't think
said,
they hear outside noise. I don't think that's how they live, and I think they understand continuity is the best thing that we can have right now. You want to try to keep everybody that helped us get that success that first year. Keep them, but you got to cross your T's and dot your I's. You might have to add some to the coaching staff or subtract some from the coaching staff. But I don't think changing the head man, I don't think that helped nobody.
Fred, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate you.
All right, brother, man.
Anytime, man. You know, B. Mitch, I'm going to drop you out some gumbo for Christmas, man.
Man, hey, you probably would go pick up my gumbo, come back and drop it off and tell me it's yours.
Thank you, Fred.
All right, boy.
Anytime.
That's Fred Smoot.
Crazy.
Now we're going to open these phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We'll take phones. The remainder of the program. Blame Pies, Hot Seat, Jaden starting in New York. Let's go.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For a while, I may have to tweet this out. I was at the Minnesota airport very early this morning, and I went and got a Celsius and a bottle of water, and they were selling something in the Minnesota airport, a Pearson salted nut roll. It's the original, and it has a creamy vanilla filling, vanilla nougat, pardon me, golden caramel, and a whole lot of peanuts. I sent a photo to the group chat, and apparently Jeff's very upset I didn't bring him back a nut roll. I'm sorry, Jeff. I mean that personally. We were about to go to Charlie at College Park when I arrived and needed to get some things off my chest. So we will start the phone calls. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Let our boy Charles lead us off. Hello,
what up, Charlie?
Good afternoon, and thank you for that, JP. Brian, did you and Jeff and Landfill check JP's blood pressure, man?
I was looking at him in his face. I think it went way up.
I'm not teasing you, JP. I know how you feel. The only thing I feel misery about, you and the junkies call it Misery Monday. The only thing I'm misery about is Zach Ertz getting hurt.
Yeah,
and also, the season's almost over. I live and die for this team, and I get a bad feeling when I know the season's coming to a close. The rest of football loses it for me. I'm down on college football. This is my team. I'm wearing burgundy and gold right now. I wore my Redskin jacket out to the store this morning. Doc Walker's talked about this on the post game yesterday, and I talked to you guys about it last year. He didn't use names, but as much as said, Cliff Kingsbury does not want to run the football. I said this to you before. I said it last year. He does not trust his running game. He does not trust his offensive line. If I had a blame pie, I'd give 60% to Cliff Kingsbury, and I'd give the other 40% to Dan because he didn't make him change. And Doc said as much as said that yesterday. Somebody's got to be a jerk, and he's not willing to be a jerk. But you know what? When you play, when you've been injured as much as they have, and your tight end goes down, and you're down on the 1.5 or 2 yard line, and you don't run the ball 4 times, you don't trust your running game. So if he wants to be a head coach somewhere, go be a head coach somewhere. Don't waste the talent that's here. I think he's got a brilliant mind, but his situational play calling, I said before, is suspect. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate the call, bud. If we're going to pinpoint a season low point, and we watched them all, and maybe it was Seattle. Seattle was straight BTA from the break.
Yeah.
And then Jaden got hurt in that game. But yesterday, to not score from the 2 yard line with 3 plays, to not run it once with 3 plays, and then to give up subsequently a 98 yard touchdown drive, that might be the low one.
Yeah.
And then Jaden gets hurt again. Let's go. We got options, Brian. We got lots of options. Alton is in Richmond. What's up, Alton?
What's up, JP and B-Miz?
What's up, brother?
Like I told y'all once before, Adam Peters did not go into this with the state of common sense. Because if I'm a GM, furthermore, if my star player is sitting out and needs contract negotiations done, I will have it done before the season started. Then number two, when my star receiver got hurt, I would also made a point of emphasis to go out and get another number one receiver. Don't get me wrong, Debo is fine and everything, but Debo is a gadget player. That's why Cliff loves him in the system. But the thing about it though, you needed somebody else that could take all of the notice off of Debo and put it on that number one so it could leave Debo open. Ever since Adam Peters came there, he's been doing backwards stuff. He picked up KJ Jackson. KJ Jackson got knee injury. Why would you pick him up? Why would you go get him? It's like he just keep getting people to fill spots, but the people he was getting to fill the spots, we never heard of them, or they never played for the teams that was having winning records or nothing like that. It was just like you were just sitting pieces there. And by you doing all that, you just put everybody behind the eight ball. Now when all your starters and everybody comes back, you're not capable now of doing nothing. J.J. McCarthy is literally garbage. I guarantee he's literally garbage. From what he's been showing me this season, then you have him come, you go to his home and make him look like he's an all-star. And it was so bad yesterday. I turned the TV to the Ravens game.
Yesterday was bad, man.
And I've been a diehard fan for almost about 46 years, man.
Wow.
And the thing about it is that I go to these games and I see all this stuff that be going on. And my whole thing is JP and B. If I can see it sitting at a game watching it, or see it sitting there at home watching it, how come they can't see it and they the ones that coaching this stuff? You got rid of B-Rob, or B-Rob slow. Okay, you got rid of B-Rob, but then you got three more running backs and you don't even run them. You ran that boy. You ran Rodriguez all the way down to the 1 yard line. Then you saw.
That's tough, man. Thank you, Alton. Appreciate the call, bud. Yeah, man. Yesterday was a damaging loss, dude. And I thought the back padding from the Denver game got to be too much. And yesterday, Minnesota came out with as the team with a lot more to prove, it seemed. And you saw them respond in a way Washington did not. And that's an organizational loss yesterday. And I think they've built a strong organization. But I think there's the problems here are significant. You lost 8 in a row. You're 3-10. This is significant examination required. Not like, tweak this, try that. Like last year, they were coming off the great season and they tried to get bigger on both lines. It worked. On the offensive line, it's largely worked. Defensive line, the injuries killed you. But last year, they tried to tweak a few things to make the run at Philly. This year requires a much, much more significant examination.
This requires an overhaul. And listen, it's a year removed, a year after what you were supposed to be doing. That's the thing they claimed they were doing. And they decided to go the other route. And I'm sure the majority of the people were cool with running for that. Didn't work. Now we got to start building this foundation once again.
Let's go to Kevin in Stafford. What's up, Kev?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Dan Quinn make his name in the NFL as a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, yep. In Seattle.
Okay, so the next thing I'm about to say, I don't try to sensationalize anything, but do you think his message is lost to the team?
I don't think so.
I have not thought that. Yesterday was the first time you wonder. Makes it so difficult to try to address that is the performance we saw Sunday night. Because if he had lost the team, I don't know that changes in a week, because Sunday night was their best performance of the season, at least since the LA game. I think the momentum started running away from them early when they didn't score at the goal line and then gave up a 98-yard drive. And then that building was electric and everything that could go wrong went wrong. I don't know, though. I think we'll learn a lot Sunday in New York.
I don't think he's lost. I don't think the message is going stale. I don't think so.
In a way, you wish that was the case, because then you have an answer for why yesterday's performance was so poor. Right? Like, the best thing you can have in the NFL is clarity. Whether it's clarity that, yo, this team is really good, or, damn, this thing is terrible, we got to start over. They don't have the clarity right now. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you can look at this and say it's a start over, fire everybody situation. I know I got people texting me that. I got people tweeting me that. I don't believe that's the case. But I don't know where the clarity comes from. Because you're not loaded with draft picks to get younger and faster, which is something I think they need to do. Mm-hmm. You do have a ton of cap space. You're going to have to pay Tunsil. You got some decisions to make with other players. Like, I don't know that there is a clear path on what needs to change, but you got to look at the results and recognize a lot needs to change. You know what, Landfill, just for you, quick break. If you're on hold, stay there. Jeff, answer these other calls coming in. We're going to take calls the remainder of the program. Chris Russell's here. I just saw him. Looks particularly insane. Nobody go anywhere.
That's every day.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Chris Russell kind of loitering in the studio like a puppy looking for, like a stray dog looking for a bowl of kibble. Jeff's out here fighting with P1, Richmond John. A lot going on in the world. Me and White Brian just trying to survive, man. Landfill's talking about salted nut rolls. I don't know what we're on, B.
The commanders are causing everyone to go crazy, right?
It's crazy season. Rooster just told me, I asked Chris if he thought they should run the ball from the 2-yard line. He said, well, they did draw up 2 touchdowns. And I said, sir, they drew up 1 with Debo. That could have connected. The Coleman jumbo tackle
that
was
drawn up.
That was dead.
Yeah.
That Minnesota was all over that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Chris, to that, said Jaden was late. The linebackers running step for step with him in the corner of the end zone. I think Jaden.
He does wear glasses, don't he?
Jaden missed some stuff yesterday, undoubtedly. Mm-hmm. Jaden was not performing at his highest level, undoubtedly. He didn't miss nothing on the Coleman jumbo.
No, not at all.
You can listen to Chris Russell's show at 2:00. Follow him on the internet at Jeff2Funny. Rod is in Leesburg. What's up, Rod?
What's going on, JP? Guys in the fishbowl and B Mitch.
What up?
Thanks for taking the picture with me in North Carolina. Appreciate it.
Cool, brother.
I think everybody need to calm down. I know it's been bad, and I'm a season ticket holder. But they do listen to other outside noise because they brought the defensive coordinator down to the sideline. Then they sat him down. Then they started. Now they done started going under center on some plays because people on the outside have said that. I think that he needs to incorporate more of a pro-style offense that will help him develop more in the NFL because there's mainly pro-style offenses in the NFL. But I believe in the mindset, and I believe in the direction. It's better than the last 30 years, I can tell you that.
All right, brother.
Appreciate the call, Rod.
Appreciate you. I'm good with Rod on that type of stuff, but the NFL has been running college offenses for a long time. Most of the offenses in college are ran out the shotgun in more of a spread-style offense. Tom Brady was running the spread when he was in the league. Peyton Manning ran the spread when he was in the league. I don't know why people immediately want to now say pro style. There's no such thing as pro style offense anymore. You're in the NFL, so that's the pro. But everybody runs more of a spread offense than anything right now. It starts in high school, college, and it's damn sure in the pros. Cliff brought his offense from Texas Tech. Well, Texas Tech, where he was. Most of these offenses are coming from college. It's not just, you don't line up under the center with a fullback and a running back like pro style used to be. That doesn't happen anymore.
I agree. I think, I mean, offensively, they got away from the run yesterday.
Yeah, basically it.
Undoubtedly. But, like, this offense has worked plenty when it's right. I don't think Jaden's right. I don't think they're running the ball enough with what, like, one thing that I never like, and this is not specific to any of the staff here right now. You see this throughout the NFL. The best coaches adapt to what they got, not try to make what they got adapt to their system. And maybe right now you need to change up how this thing looks. I don't know. I think there needs to be significant examination of everything going on. You lose 8 in a row and you're 3-10. That's required. I don't know exactly what that means. But I think including the offense, that's required at this point. The level of play, the lack of success requires that. Drew is in Forestville. What's up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, B-Mix. Love you guys.
What's up, man?
Thanks, dude.
Hey, look, I called last week, you know, when during the Denver game. You know, it's like, man, and I said that it was good to see Chris Rodriguez get out the witness protection program. But my whole thing is, I got some questions. Who dad don't like Chris Rodriguez? I mean, we on the, what, 2-yard line? And you going to throw the ball in the end zone 3 times? Somebody don't like Chris Rodriguez. I'm going to say this. What offensive coordinator don't like Chris Rodriguez? Is it personal?
I'm just going to jump in, Drew, because I think it's not personal. I mean, they are giving him the lion's share of the carries. He got the most carries yesterday. This staff clearly believes in a running back by committee, but I don't want to allow this to leak into a speculative area that I think is kind of nonsense. I don't think there's a personal problem.
But yeah, exactly, JP, that's what I'm saying. And then he don't get in the fourth quarter? What is going on here? He's clearly right now at this point. I love McNichols. I love Bill. But Rodriguez right now is your best running back in Rome. I mean, like I said, I played football. I got a championship ring. I know what offense looked like. I got some serious questions. Who over there don't like Chris? Is it personal?
It's not.
I just
he finished the game with the most carries. He has finished the game with the most carries for the last month, I would say. So, no, it's not personal, to answer that. I don't know that – I think everybody likes him. The issue with not running more at the goal line particularly, I hear you. Bill ran the ball well yesterday, too. Bill finished with a 4.6 YPC, and I think Bill did a better job yesterday of taking what was there than trying to bounce stuff off.
Trying to bounce everything?
I'm going to sneak one more in here. My man Josh been on hold a while. Josh, what's up, dude?
Thank you. There's a Christmas. What's up, B-Money? What's up, JP Skinny?
What's up, brother?
How are y'all?
I'll take Skinny all day. I ain't feeling it.
So, look, I know you look, man, what's the difference in Dan Quinn and Ron Rivera? You know, you're paid to put the best product on the field, right? Man, he's putting Jaden in harm's way. The kid, hey, why you want to bring him back? He's injured. You know what I mean? Anyway, besides all that, you had to be told almost 2 weeks ago to take over the defense for the guy to step down. You're a defensive coach. You're supposed to be knowing what's going on. Cliff Kingsbury, hey, his offense is elementary. My grandma can sit there and tell me what play they're going to run. She's 95. She could tell me the exact play they're about to run, and I'm shocked. So if she can do that, then anybody else could do that. We need to look. This is what our team would look like if we would have hired Dan Quinn first last year. You know what I mean? This is what we could have lived with that. That's what is expected. But we went to the NFC Championship last year, right? Dan Quinn wasn't even our first option. We was on a plane to Detroit when Ben Johnson said, nah, I'm good. I'm going somewhere else. I'll stay in Detroit. Now we got Dan Quinn. We didn't even really want him. So we need to figure out what's going on. We're going to a new stadium. We need to bring new stuff with us. We need to bring new wins, new everything. So, man, this guy, he got to go. I don't even care. Where else can you lose 8 games in the NFL and not get fired? Seriously. What is the difference in him and Ron Rivera? Got to go. They're both nice guys. Cool, whatever. They change the culture. Cool. You got to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Ryan never changed the culture.
I agree with that. The brotherhood stuff is real within that locker room, but I get that it rings hollow to fans when you lose 8 in a row.
It rings hollow to fans, but Ron picked his own players. Ron was the one doing all that. DQ's not picking his own players. And I think on top of it, we can go through all this, who we wanted first, this, that, and the other. Tell somebody to sign a damn dotted line. We don't know what the truth is with the whole Ben Johnson thing, this, that, and the other. We don't know if he was going to be asking for $14 million or whether they offer him something less. So we can't just take the stories that we think are right and run with them. Point blank.
Quick break. Phones open the last hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.